Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 18, 1988. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
All that the trees, the lights are flickering off and on. That's the most urgent indication that Our Lady is hurrying here. I remember Our Lady said that she would be here for two specific reasons this evening, and I had to be here no matter how ill I am. I feel very weak, but I'm certain with heaven's grace and Our Lady helping me, I will be able to bring her message to the world. Over on the left side now, Our Lady is appearing. There are blue lights all cascading around her. She is so beautiful. Oh, our Blessed Mother is dressed in the most beautiful white robe with gold trim on her mantle. And now she is turning to the right and to the left, looking at people. And Our Lady is taking the rosary from about her waist and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is pointing upwards to the sky, and directly above our heads, there is a large circle of light over the whole circle here that we are in. And there are cascading lights coming from beyond the trees straight ahead down upon us. I can almost feel the electrical impulse it feels like. It's the only way I can explain it. Of Jesus and Our Lady now with the light pouring down, I feel much stronger. Though when I came, I felt that I couldn't make it to the chair. But I feel much stronger. And Our Lady now is smiling. I noticed as she's floating gently across the sky, I say gently because they don't walk as we do. They seem to glide, just glide along on the air. It must be just wonderful to be in heaven or constant heaven. Our Lady is shaking her head, yes. Now Our Lady is taking her crucifix and she's kissing it like this on her rosary. And she's extending it out now to make the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Jesus had wandered over by the tree on our right side. I saw his lights as he went over, cascading from the sky, beams of long, very pale pink lights, beautiful. I don't think I have seen upon earth any color like this color that Jesus has coming from his hands now. Jesus is extending his hands out like this in front of him. And he's moving over towards Our Lady, who has been standing and holding her rosary at the left side of the statue at about, I would say, at about 16 to 18 feet up in the sky. Now Jesus and Our Lady are coming together, and Our Lady is still holding her rosary, the beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Marys. And Our Lady now is especially coming over to the center of her statue. Now she's coming down much closer, and Jesus, who has been standing over by the trees, is coming over to her. very slowly, he's looking about at the crowd. Now Our Lady is taking her finger and going like this. Look up, my child, straight up to the sky. Oh, up in the sky over us, there are roses, beautiful roses, are held by the angels. I noticed there the three major angels in heaven, Michael, Raphael, and the third angel, that Michael, oh, Michael is coming through the trees on the left side. Oh, he's massive. His head looks quite big, too. He covers the whole sky. He's truly a warrior of heaven. And Our Lady now is coming over. Now she's going toward the trees. And she is now touching her finger to her lips again. My child, listen to what I have to say and carefully give it to our wandering sheep. I, as your mother, I am terribly depressed in knowing what is fast coming upon mankind. I see beyond me a bull, a large bull. Were it placed next to the sun, this bull would be like two suns in the sky. But it is a bull of destruction. And I tell you, my children, we have been attempting to hold this back with all manner of graces and fasting and suffering. But the Eternal Father said, look up, my child. He said to look far up into the sky. Your human eyes cannot perceive yet what is up there. But there is a bull to mankind known as unknown origin. But it is not unknown. It is the ball of redemption. Do not be affrighted, my child. You must see this, for it is important. Within this century, this ball will descend upon mankind. My child, I took you from your bed of pain and illness to bring you here, to tell the world to prepare now. It is almost too late. We have asked also urgently and have had great cooperation from the earth, masses of people, to Rome, to tell them, look up and see what lies beyond your windows, a bull that is fast hurtling towards earth. It will be here within this century, if not sooner, for even the scientists have failed to recognize the speed of this bull. I see a terrible globe. It looks like a globe of fire. It's frightening. It's now bouncing around like it has no control, as though it's not in a general place to be. It has bounced up another, what looks like a comet, and has actually destroyed the comet to the left. This one will not be destroyed, for mankind has listened but has not followed a schedule, as we would say, placed upon mankind by heaven, a schedule for prayers and repentance. This has not been done to the satisfaction of the Eternal Father. All must get down on their knees and beg for repentance of mankind. It is mankind's balance. And I see now over on the right side, there's Michael, and he's holding a balance in his hands. He has it on one of the balances. There seems to be gold and silver. But on the other, it seems to be heaped with rocks. And Our Lady is now touching her lips again, like this, with a crucifix, and then her finger. like this. My child, I also have to tell you, look up and see and repeat what you see. I see a large crowd of people in Rome. No, it's not Rome, because I can't see that. I know the city looks like it may be in Russia. I'm not familiar with it, Mother, with Russia or the buildings. You will understand, my child, because at this very moment, there is a dissident under the number 5 of communism that is planning to kill the Pope. His words we hear are, this time we will not fail to destroy him. Please, my children, pray for your Holy Father, the Pope. You must not lose him, for the one who comes after him will destroy if he can. He will attempt to destroy, I should say, my child and my children. He will attempt to destroy Pope John Paul II. I know, my child, how this has both frightened you and also made you feel weak from terror. I did not want to bring you here at first, my child, as I know how weak and ill you have become. But you see, you must help our children upon earth. Also, they are so lacking in interest in many places. Children are disappearing by the thousands. And where do they go? They go straight to the pits of hell, and they become pawns in the hands of the Satanists. Yes, my child and my children, and my child Veronica, you must be very careful. I have warned you not to go out alone, not even to your roadway. For you heard the music, my child. They were gathered beneath your windowsill. I know, my child, I kept this from you at our last meeting, but it is urgent that you must know this. They are also going to try to murder you on your stoop. Do not be afraid, my child. Your destiny is with Jesus and the Father. Now, my child, I want you to look up and look far into the sky. What do you see? I see a group of people talking outside the building. The building looks like it may be in Russia. That's the only place I saw spires like they have there. Now, coming out of this building are two sinister-looking men. They're looking at shotguns, and they're also whispering. I can't hear what they're saying, but they are mentioning the Pope. They keep repeating the Pope. Now, both of them are laughing, like they had accomplished something bad, but they are laughing because they are demons. My child, when we talk of demons, I also mention to you that you must be very careful and warn all that Satan was trying and accomplished his mission to go into the workrooms of the white berets and the blue berets. What is he going to do? He will bring discord and dissatisfaction. And what are you going to do, my child? You are going to pray more and make a decision, for we are not allowing you to be alone, but you must gain wisdom by making a decision. I leave that up to you, my child, as you will follow the rules of charity, holiness, and also faith. The greatest is faith. Faith in your fellow man, not only accepting the sorrows of earth, but do not search, my children, for wealth. Within 2 years or less, there will be a great crash of the market. The whole world's monetary systems will be paralyzed. That, my child, is why you had to come this evening to the grounds. I know you find it difficult to sit up or stand up, but I will be right next to you, my child, while you do what I asked you to do 2 days ago. You mean, Blessed Mother, to give out the roses to the infirm? Yes, my child. And the rosaries? Yes, my child. You are going to witness 2 massive cures this evening after you have given the roses and the rosaries to the infirm, the suffering. My child, since you came late in earth's time, we must now try to put into the time left the path for all mankind to follow in these dangerous days ahead. Many will die in the great flame of the vault of redemption. I have told you that for years, my children, but so many of you will not be ready. Keep your waters clean in your bottles. Do not accept strangers into your homes at this time, for the souls who knock upon your doors will be found to be evil, and they can also destroy the souls of the young. There are many groups formed upon earth now that do not bring the words of my son, but have built among themselves what they call a church. We have many churches, my children and my child. Look up and tell me what you see. I see a church. It's white clapboard. It looks like a church. Yes, it is. And it has a bell. It looks quite old-fashioned, like it's been there for years. But I see cutting from the back. Oh, my goodness. There are people. They look terrible. They're in coats and cloaks, red on the inside, black on the white. And there's a man behind them. This is the leader of the satanic cult, which is on Long Island. Oh, my goodness. This satanic master, or what he calls himself, has 2 horns. They look like they're coming out of his head. Not a costume, but actually out of his head. And he's laughing. Blessed Mother, he's so evil. Must I look at him? Do not be affrighted, my child. I placed a veil between him and you at the time. But they are conducting their services this evening. So the prayers that you will say, my child, when you return home tomorrow, you will say it for this group there are children among them that have been missing now for months, for years. They are all pawns of the satanic cults. You ask, my child, what can be done about them? First, you must go to the supernatural. You must also read your Bible and place before these obnoxious, self-satisfied demons from hell that have entered into the bodies of these individuals. They have them under full control. Therefore, they have no conscience. They have no holiness. They are everything the opposite to Christianity. And their goal is to take the Catholic children of the world through nationwide cults. Already, there are 5,000 or more now in the United States and Canada. And people ask, where have my children disappeared to? Jesus is nodding his head. He's next to Our Lady. He's nodding his head and he's touching his lips. My child, Veronica, listen well to me. I know there is discord, great discord among the workers. I say this to you now. No decision shall be given at this time. Veronica, my child, you will pray, and pray more often to the infant Jesus. Yes, I do love the infant Jesus, that I have a big infant Jesus, Blessed Mother, right in my home. I know that, my child. I know because I have been in your home many times. No, you do not always see me, but you do hear me. Oh, Blessed Mother, I'm so thankful. Now I do not have to be afraid to go to sleep at night and hear the terrible goings on in my windows, going below the windows. They're most frightening. I have to spend half of the night praying, and I get very little sleep. They think they are going to destroy me with the chanting and the terrible noises coming up. And yet the neighbors are so far apart that no one seems to note these going on. I don't know, Blessed Mother. You will pray, my child. It will be the most difficult task that you have ever had, for they will not be victorious. You will destroy that coven in the end, my child. Now, Jesus is coming down closer. He's coming down to the top of the statue, and he's taking his hands out like this. And the rays of light are coming down right on us. Oh, I feel so much stronger now. There's something in the beautiful light. Oh, you see, my child, graces are given in abundance when asked for. I know, my child, that you do not ask for much, but I did ask you several years ago in Earth time if you would be willing to suffer for your tof and for the mission. And you did say yes, my child, didn't you? Yes, Blessed Mother, I did. Well, my child, what we ask of you is not easy, but you will continue. And when there is an urgent message, I will be here. You may call me at any time, my child, and I will come to you. You do not have to weep at night for all the sinners of the world. Many have been saved because of the prayers, my children. There were many in purgatory that had no way to get out of purgatory without your prayers. When you do this, my children, you gain many graces also for yourselves. Always remember, call me my children. I am your mother of peace, your mother of grace. I am always your mother, now and in the hereafter. When you come across the veil, my children, you will fully understand how your works of mercy and caring had brought you across the veil to heaven. My child and my children, also this lesson, my child, I repeat what my mother just told you, you will have to make some decisions yourself, because on that way of testing, my child, we must test you at all times to help you should you fall out of grace in anger or anything that is being said with anger shall never be accepted in heaven. I know, my child, yet you take now, you did not bring the canister that I told you to bring along. Now I want you to take a deep breath. I can't breathe out. Yes, you will, my child. Push. All right, my child, now. You sit back, and I will talk to you when you do what you said. You promised us that you would take the rosaries and the rose petals to the ill and infirm. They come, my child, with great heart, knowing in their hearts that some will be cured miraculously this evening. And shall we find the individual in the wheelchair, that person is going to walk out of his or her wheelchair. So be sure that someone follows you about. We are going to stand, my child and my children, directly over the statue. They're about 15 feet, I guess. I'm not good at counting the feet or how high, but I would say about 15 feet from the statue. And Jesus and Our Lady, it's a little windy. Their capes are blowing. Our Lady's mantle, Our Lady's smiling. She has such a beautiful soft smile, so compassionate and loving. My child, now you will gather the rose petals and the rosaries that are at hand and take them now while they are fresh to the ill and infirm. Oh, now all about the trees, you can see the pink light. They're cascading down, not in rivulets like Our Lady's used to come down, but like straight lines, actually very powerful lines. And they look like the lines that Jesus sends out to contact the ill and infirm, because the lights are going directly over to the area of the ill and infirm. Now, Jesus is looking down. He has on his burgundy-colored cape with the tie, a golden tie on it. But he has on the slippers. I'm trying to look at them closer to there. They're made of an animal type of skin. Yes, that's what they are. Jesus nodded his head. They're made like a leather. Now, Jesus is pointing over that way. And he's going like this now. My child and my children, I wish to stress this evening, look up, my child, and see what this will be about as you receive a clearer picture. I see what looks to be a school of some kind. And it's a boys' school, and it has them all sitting at desks. But who is the teacher? Oh, I can see that. Oh, it's Frank. Yes. Now, Jesus is touching his lips. My child, there are lessons to be learned from that picture. I am going to ask you to seek the wisdom that is necessary for the present crisis. Now, I want you to know, my child, that this has not been solved yet. We will depend on you to do what is necessary. Yes? Jesus said that he doesn't want me to repeat what he is telling me at this moment. Right, yes. Oh, now I may speak. What Jesus is stressing, is that right, Jesus? Yes. Do you want me to take? Oh, Jesus would say it himself, he said. I don't have to just repeat. My child and my children, we have a great crisis going on in the world and even among ourselves. This will be solved with humility, charity, prayer, and graces. That is all that I will say at this time. But think upon that and pray upon that. And I assure you, my child, things will not be that chaotic. Now you will continue, my child. Look forward and find the other wheelchair, my child. It seems to be hidden. It is very necessary that you find that invalid, because we must have their name and address. Yes. Look up. That individual is in the wheelchair. He has no legs. Oh no, they're covered by a shawl. I assume Jesus said that he has no legs. The legs are there, but he is paralyzed. Now, find that individual and place the rose petals about his head and his legs. Can you do that, my child? Oh, yes, Jesus, I will. Thank you. Now Jesus is going back into the sky. He's not very far off. Oh, there's Our Lady on the left-hand side. Now Jesus is extending his hand like this, like he does all the time, like this. It's so wonderful to watch him. It's so beautiful. The lights are coming out from the hands, and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And now he's over on our left side, that would be his right side, and he's making the sign of the cross again in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is touching his lips. Yes? Now he's going across the sky now. He changed his mind about something. He had stopped short and was looking down this way. And then he just turned over to the left and said, "Follow me." So Jesus is over by the tree, over there. And yes, it's quite windy up there. We're not getting that much air tonight ourselves, but it's quite windy up there and comfortable looking for Jesus and Our Lady. Now Jesus is bending over and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. It's so beautiful. Now Jesus is placing out both his hands like this. And all of these beautiful, oh, heaven must be
so beautiful beyond anything we could ever conceive of. Those lights, those beautiful, brilliant lights. And they're coming from Jesus' hands. They're just radiating down over there. Oh, and he's smiling. He says to go over there. Oh, yes, Jesus. We need the roses. We're standing here, my children. They're not leaving you. But we do want you to find the person for us this evening. It will make it much easier when they write out their cure.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on June 18th, 1988. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.